British comic Ricky Gervais is used to playing prickly characters, but his new Netflix show called Afterlife features him at his most bitter. He plays a man whose biting wit becomes downright savage after his wife dies of cancer. Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
You say that grief has become a common theme in many shows over the past year. How does this show, Afterlife, do it differently?
Well, Ricky Gervais plays a recent widower who's working in kind of a crappy job. He's the features editor at a small little weekly newspaper in England, and he's incredibly bitter about what's happened to him, and he's decided to take it out on everyone around him. But because he's Ricky Gervais, of course, he does it in really smart and funny ways. So his brother-in-law is the editor of the paper. And so they have a scene where they're kind of, his brother-in-law is trying to talk him down in a sense. And Ricky Gervais is kind of resisting this. So we have a clip. Let's check it out.
Look, I just need a bit of professionalism around here, okay, Tony, please. I shouldn't have to explain this to you. You can't just go around being rude to people.
You can, though. That's the beauty of it. There's no advantage to being nice and thoughtful and caring and having integrity. It's a disadvantage.
I kind of like this guy, even though I feel like I shouldn't. Is he at all likable? What do you make of his performance?
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of us have experienced losses similar to this, so we can identify with characters like this. But it's also this idea that someone who's in pain can be tough to be around. And so when you have a TV show that's centered on somebody who's grieving, number one, you have to show the process. And number two, you have to make them engaging and compelling enough that you want to go on that journey with them. And Afterlife really does a great job of that. Just when you're about to give up on Gervais as a character, he does something interesting and thoughtful. And so you get a sense that there's more to this than just cracking jokes. And, you know, Gervais is a master at saying things that you wish you could say in certain situations, especially at work. And there's a great clip from the show that sort of illustrates that. Let's check it out.
You're late.
You're boring.
I'm joking, aren't you?
I wasn't, but go on, what have you got?
It's distribution day.
No, I mean, why would you think I was joking about you being boring? Have you got a counter-argument, or...?
It is a delicate
Don't you
balance,
wish you could say that to some people at work?
You do. Yeah, so you don't have to, though, because Ricky Gervais is doing it for you. Again, Eric, you say that grief seems to be a major theme in shows over the past year. What are some other examples of how it's been handled?
Well, it's been interesting. So you look at a show like This Is Us, which is centered on how a family is dealing with the death of its patriarch. There's a million little things, this show on ABC that's about a group of friends trying to deal with a friend who committed suicide. Sorry for Your Loss, a great Facebook Watch show about a woman who lost her husband. I think TV has been hesitant to tackle this idea of showing somebody in grief because it's so hard to go through that process. Several of these shows have figured out really compelling ways to do it at a time when there's so many different things being explored on television. 6 Feet Under, you might remember on HBO, I think kind of pioneered this. And now there's a lot of shows that seem to be tackling this. And what we're getting is great performances from wonderful actors, but also a journey that we don't often see on television that's now being dramatized in a bunch of different ways. And these shows tell a really specific story that TV has often shied away from.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thanks for having me.